Hearts, be troubled. Do not be afraid. Jesus said, I do not give to you the way the world gives to you. Amen.
Amen.
I think for today, I'm going to need a little bit of help from the choir. Hit it, Hannah. Thank you, Hannah. I think that was actually written to be a hymn, so here we go. Jesus says, I do not give to you as the world gives to you. As a teenager, when I would begin to whine and demand that my parents buy me something expensive and useless, my mother, doing her best Janis Joplin impression, would light her Virginia Slim 120 and begin to sing that song. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. And then she would look at me and she would say, Millie, Jesus doesn't give to you the way the world gives to you, and neither do I. My mom and Jesus and Janice are probably all singing up in heaven right now, having a good laugh together. And because we are Episcopalians, we believe that up in heaven, Jesus really does buy the next round. But down here on earth, we are reminded that Jesus doesn't give to us the way the world gives to us. The world. Teenagers and adults alike are often found wanting in this world, wanting unnecessary and expensive things, cars, TVs, a night on the town, all of the things that the world would have us believe make us important, relevant, secure, all things we feel are necessary when we lack what we really need. So here in our gospel today, before Jesus ascends to be with the Father, here Jesus reminds us what we really need in this world for true security, which, heads up, is not a color TV or a Mercedes Benz or another round of drinks. In our gospel today, the disciples are hearing once again from Jesus how it will be when he dies. So much of the Gospels are Jesus preparing the disciples for his death and then for the work that will happen after. And so we, his disciples now, are hearing this word from Jesus during the 50 days of Easter, the last of the Gospels before Jesus ascends to be with the Father and before the day of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit descends and lights the fire that becomes church. I want to read part of it to you again because it's short and you may have forgotten the reading after we heard that solo by Hannah. So Jesus says, I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. As humans, we are born with a few innate fears. One is the fear of falling. The other is loud noises. These are innate fears because evolution has trained our brains that these are signs of real danger, falling and loud noises. And as humans, we have another innate fear, the fear of being abandoned, the fear of being left all alone. Leave a baby alone for a bit and see what happens. A baby, unattended, will cry loudly and for as long as it takes to get their need for connection met. Ask any parent who has attempted sleep training and they will tell you it is not pretty. We as humans are designed to fear abandonment and disconnection. And so we are designed to cry out for connection because, like falling or what follows loud noises, being disconnected is an actual threat to our lives. So Jesus is telling his disciples that he is leaving. And so, of course, they are afraid. And so he says these words to them, "My peace I leave you, my peace I give to you." Jesus says these comforting words, "I will be with you only a little longer, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, God will send to you, and that Spirit will live within you and teach you everything you need to know." I want you to notice how your body feels when you hear these words from Jesus. I want to invite you to imagine how the disciples felt hearing these words from Jesus. Jesus said to them, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." Sometimes when we feel afraid, we don't know what we need to feel safe again. The world will have all kinds of solutions to our fears. In all the ways the world gives, the world will try and console us. Color TVs, fancy cars, a night on the town. But all of that is from the world and ultimately will not cast away our fear. Love and connection, knowing that we are never alone, this is truly the only thing that will cast aside our fear and bring us back again to a place of deep and abiding peace. Connection to God and to one another. And this is the reading we have just 2 weeks before we mark Pentecost and the birth of the church. This reading today is meant to comfort the disciples, and it is meant to comfort us as well. To comfort and to challenge, they always go together. These words from Jesus are meant to comfort us, to assure us that what we need for true security is available to us all of the time through the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Jesus says, will descend and will live within us. Therefore, we never need to fear being without God, because God, through the Holy Spirit's indwelling, is always available to us. And these words from Jesus are a challenge to us. As the people who gather together to create the church, we are challenged to find security not in the world, but in connection with each other. To find security not in things we can purchase and own, but in love for one another. We are challenged to expect Jesus to show up, for the Holy Spirit to guide us in ways that will foster a better life for all. We are challenged to not abandon one another, but to trust our call to love our neighbor and to be loved by our neighbor. We are challenged to seek security from belonging rather than from our belongings. So friends, the question before us as church is this: how do we foster belongingness in the church? How do we, as members of this church, redirect our sense of security from our belongings and rather toward our sense of belonging to each other? This, I believe, is our discernment now. We have been called by the Holy Spirit to advocate for belongingness for everyone that comes to us. And I trust, I know that the Holy Spirit is deep at work here, guiding us to know what we are called to do next, to create a place where all know the love of God and the belongingness of community. That is church, a place where all belong and are loved and are cared for just as they are. And this sense of belongingness is actually what makes us relevant, safe, and secure. So what is the Holy Spirit saying to you, to us, Grace Church, about our work to create a place where all feel that belongingness found in community and who feel deeply loved? This is the question before your vestry, your outreach committee, your pastoral care team, and yes, you. What do we need to do? Who are we called to be so that everyone who comes through these doors feels deeply loved and welcomed? A place where everyone can come and know that they belong, no matter what belongings they possess. Regardless of what the world has given them, how can we offer what Jesus offers us? Love and connection. Your call in this may be simple, or it may be radical. You may be called to be an usher who meets and greets the newcomer. You may be called to help us provide shelter to the person left in the cold. You may be called to make coffee for coffee hour or sing at our Taze service or in the choir. You may be called to reach out to those who are alone in their homes, isolated because of illness or age. Whatever you are called to do, the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, has promised you the Holy Spirit will guide you, will teach you everything you need to know so that we can be born again as the church, as the place where all are loved, all belong, so that all will know no one has been abandoned or left an orphan. Because while Jesus has ascended, we are not alone. We are never alone. The Holy Spirit has descended, has knit us together, one body, one community, meant for the good of all. This is our work. And the Holy Spirit will guide us if we trust the indwelling presence here, because the world cannot give it, but together we can. And when we let the Spirit in, together we will. Amen.